MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Nikki Giles, Head of Strategy at Prescient Fund Services. Nikki, appreciate the time. Umbrella funds, I have to be perfectly honest, I hear this phrase, umbrella funds, all the time. It occurred to me in prepping for this interview, I'm not quite sure what they are. What is an umbrella fund?
Hi, Simon, and thanks for having me. Well, an umbrella fund essentially is a retirement fund that's been designed to pool a number of different participating employers together. So instead of an employer having to design and manage their own retirement fund for their employees, they can get together with a large number of employers and make use of essentially scale.
I get your point, because if I'm a giant corporate with, I don't know, 20, 30, 50, 100,000 staff, then I can set this up myself. But if I'm a smaller, maybe just a few dozen staff, the complexity of running retirement solutions for my staff is probably overwhelming and beyond the real ability of a small business.
I think that's correct. I think, you know, going back maybe 15 years ago, you saw a lot of standalone small retirement funds because it wasn't that intricate and complex. I think over the years, we've had a large change in regulation that's added significant burden to the administration process around retirement funds. And that's where these smaller SMEs are really struggling if they have standalones, and why it makes sense that they would be looking at a solution like an umbrella fund.
100%, because you know there's so much to it. It's not just a bit of paperwork. There's trustees, there's annual statements, there's compliance, treating people fairly. It has become, and in many ways rightfully so, a complex process to manage.
Agreed. And you know, in the last 2 years alone, with the introduction of TFUPOT and all that has done, it really has become a burden on the administration of pension funds.
I hadn't thought of that, because previously I was putting money in and then maybe one day I change jobs, maybe I retire, maybe pass away, and then there's some paperwork. But that's fairly infrequent. TFUPOT, I imagine, we've certainly seen it across the industry, has suddenly put a lot more burden.
Essentially, I mean, what TFUPOT has done is taken a retirement solution that, you know, you accessed, as you said, when you leave your employment, you retire or resign, and made it something that you can access on an annual basis. So it's become much more of almost a retail savings product for employees. Yeah. And the other issue that it introduced is this leftover pot that has to stay and be retained within the pension funds until you do retire. So with default preservation, it means that a lot of these pension funds are going to be sitting with ex-employees in them.
Ah, yeah, of course, of course. And the one thing, I mean, some folks out there will be saying, hang on, an umbrella fund, couldn't I just get my own retirement annuity? The difference is a retirement annuity is something that I personally, in my own capacity, set up, whereas umbrella funds are really being done via the business I work with.
That's correct. I mean, your business may opt to go into what's referred to as a group retirement annuity. Mm-hmm. But essentially, it is a retirement annuity. But largely, retirement annuities are there for the individual to decide if they want to save, whereas these employer-based ones would be the umbrella fund. And it's much easier for an employer to administer as well, because the employer is not going to want to have to send money to 20 different retirement annuities that the employees have selected, versus belonging to one umbrella fund where they just have to, you know, do one process for taking money from the salaries and passing those contributions across.
In a recent note you wrote, you were talking about the importance of employee benefit consultants. I, again, not heard of this. It makes immense sense, but help me understand. I mean, what would they bring to the table? What are their skill set and that they will help with the businesses?
Well, essentially, the employee benefit consultant is there to assist the employer in really navigating the field of these umbrella funds and the pension world. You know, not every employer is skilled in understanding pension fund legislation, what's required, and decoding some of the costs and benefits, essentially, from these funds. So when you're trying to compare, you know, a multiple of different umbrella funds and their fees, it's really difficult if you haven't seen it before. So these employee benefits consultants are there to assist the employers and guide them and then try and match what the employer is looking for their employees with what's available in the market.
And that's a great point. You're an SME, you decide to do something for your staff. I think in many cases you have absolutely zero idea where to start. Your expertise is, I don't know, whatever it is you might do, and they can come in and bring it. And I suppose they can not tailor fit, but they will have a view of the sort of the entire landscape and find what will work for that particular business.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, they're dealing with umbrella funds on a daily basis. And so they're aware of what's on offer. And I think if you are looking for an umbrella fund, I would definitely suggest, if you are not already in financial services as a business, and even if you are, that a good employee benefit consultant is really going to help you find the right fit for you and your employees.
I like your point. I mean, even if you are in the industry, they probably know a lot more because it's that nicheness to it. We'll leave it there. Nikki Giles, Head of Strategy, Prescient Fund Services. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.